Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Here in for Scott Mills on Tuesday afternoon all the way through till 7 o'clock.
Ow! What's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring, everybody? Still funny.
Still good.
Right then, I'm delighted again to be playing our What's Occurring. As I said yesterday, I do feel a bit dirty though playing it, because it's Scott, isn't it? It's Scott's game. He'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock, guaranteed. Now, our producer Becky is in the building. You all right there?
Hello.
Hello. Neil is watching us. Hello, Neil.
Hello, Hugh.
And Patrick is in Leeds, the undefeated champion. Aye, aye.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm sound, thanks.
Good, good. Now, you're in uni in Leeds, aren't you?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were a what are you doing there, Patrick?
No, producer Becky told me
you
were
a student.
You've got to get your facts right. No, I'm at Notre Dame College, sixth form.
So. Oh, well, you're a student.
Yeah, soon to be a student, but
you're
not quite there
you're
yet.
A student in sixth form college?
Well, yeah, but it's not proper student. I'm not an absolute dosser, so, I don't... just part-time at the moment.
And you finished early today, did you, Patrick?
Yeah, I did, yeah, so...
That's good. What did you do with your day off?
Not much, really, just... playing a bit of FIFA and that, but I'd just like to say a quick shout out to everyone in the Facebook group, because I think we've broke the 250 member barrier, which is a fantastic achievement. So
whoa, what kind of Facebook group is this?
It's the independent Patrick Hoffo What's Occurring fan group.
What do you get if you join it? Do you get a badge or a poster or a sticker?
Well, I was thinking about merchandise, but I mean, I don't know, I haven't got that far yet, but I'm thinking t-shirts, ringtones, you know. I could do personalised answer phone messages, Meg, right? Bomb off that.
Okay, will you do us a little answer phone message now that people can use on their phones?
Yeah, can do. What do you want me to say?
Okay. Well, whatever you want. It's your answer phone message, Patrick. Are you ready?
Give us a sec. I need to...
have a little think.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say preview over the top so people can't use it, because then you won't be able to make any money off it, will you, Patrick?
Yeah, sort of like an audio watermark.
Yeah, like a preview, yeah.
All right, so you do the answer phone, and Becky, the producer, will spoil it for everybody.
Yeah.
Ready, Patrick? In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, what's occurring? It's Patrick Hoffo, what's occurring here? Please leave your message after the tone.
Very good, very good. I enjoyed that.
Gateway into voiceover work, that.
Yeah, it'd be good, that. I like Becky's preview the best over it, though, spoiling it all. So
yeah,
we're off to play What's Occurring now. Very exciting. Are you ready to do it, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Patrick?
I am, yeah.
Are you already at home? Hey! All right, then. So here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, you know Rich, the teacher, and his nagging fiancée, Edwina?
No.
Do you know Kirsteen from Dalgetty Bay in Fife?
No.
Anyway, apparently, Scott Mills was telling me, they're massive fans of Raymond Blanc's new TV show on BBC Two, which is called Raymond Blanc's Kitchen Secrets, right? We don't know if they're big fans, but they were watching it last night, and they've both emailed in... Scott Mills show here on Radio 1, saying that Monsieur Raimondo said voila so many times. So, my question to you is, how many times did the TV chef Raymond Blanc say voila on last night's Kitchen Secrets? Producer Becky, how many times do you think?
9.
You're saying 9 times for voila. Voila. Is exact translation something like, there it is?
Yeah.
There she be?
There she be. Yeah.
Voila. What do you reckon, Patrick?
How long was the show? An hour?
Was it an hour?
No, I watched it. It was only half an hour.
Half an hour.
I've got
an advantage if I saw it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Becky was watching it. Yeah, there you go. Were you watching it, Patrick?
No, I wasn't, no.
Better things to do.
Yeah.
How many times?
I'll have a stab at 13.
13 times, you think?
Yep.
All right, let's find out.
Leave to marinate for 20 minutes.
Voila. Hey, voila. Voila. Voila.
Grill or place will work well in this recipe.
Voila. 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 Voila.
And white wine.
Voila. 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 Hey, voila. 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 Voilà, 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 voilà.
Ooh.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Voilà was said by Raymond Blanc on last night's Kitchen Secrets. It was said 26 times. Well done, Patrick.
Cheers.
You said 13, so you were the closest. Bad luck, Becky. You were watching it, Becky.
I know, I didn't think it was that much.
It was a lot, isn't it? It's a lot of time, a lot of times. I hope the word voila is getting paid. Okay, then. Next up, we're talking love. Are you a man in love, Patrick?
No.
Have you ever been in love?
Not that I know of, no.
No. Are you hoping to be in love at some point?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Didn't really have a prepared answer for that one, to be honest.
Okay.
Bit of an off-the-wall question, but why not?
Well, yeah, some people just don't have no interest, you know. Love can strike you at weird times. We're actually going to switch around and talk about breakups. And where's the first place you'd go to get advice on splitting up with somebody? Well, on the Scott Mills Show it is, of course, Stupid Street. And we went out on the streets and asked people, what's the best line to use to break up with somebody? Oh, it's horrible, that, isn't it? So, Patrick, you're obviously fighting off the ladies with your newfound fame. What do you reckon's the best way to break up with somebody? To dump them?
Twitter.
Twitter? What, a direct message saying you're dumped?
Well, yeah, and then everyone else knows as well, so there's going to be no awkward questions of, oh, so are you still with X, you know? Everyone just knows it's done, it's... Yeah.
I guess it's better than putting it in your Facebook status, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no class in that at all.
No class in that. No, you're right, it's pretty bad. All right, so what do you reckon is the most common answer when we ask them on Stupid Street? Producer Becky?
It's not me, it's you.
It's not me, it's you.
Oh, no, that's wrong, isn't it? It's not you, it's me.
I don't know.
I'm going to say it's not me, it's you.
It's not,
that's more honest, isn't
it's
it?
It's not me.
It's never you. Me, it's always you.
It's not
but people
me.
People always say it's not you, it's me, don't they? But I'm going to say it's not me, it's you. You've
got to be pretty nasty to say that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Patrick, what's your suggestion? The most common dumping phrase.
I'd rather have your sister.
Right. Is that your serious answer, Patrick?
Well, it's Stupid Street, innit, you know?
I'd rather have your sister.
You've got to think outside the box, haven't you?
Yeah, you do, yeah. All right, well, let's find out.
What is the best line to use when breaking up with someone?
I've got other plans.
Have you used it?
No, not as yet, no.
Not as yet, but you plan to?
Possibly.
What is the best line to use when breaking up with someone?
It's not your fault, it's my fault.
Anymore?
I just want to be friends.
What is the best line to use when breaking up with someone?
I don't find you attractive anymore.
Used that?
Not yet. That's in my bank of special.
You've got a bank of them?
Yeah, it's not you, it's me. I don't think it'll work out anymore. I like someone else more.
What is the best line to use when breaking up with someone?
It's not you, it's me.
If you were to dump someone, what line would you use?
It's not you, it's me.
Any others?
Off the top of my head? Nah, it's probably the best one, isn't it? Old classic, never dies.
If you were to dump someone, what line would be best to use?
Goodbye.
I just got dumped yesterday. That's the worst question to ask me right now.
What is the best line to use when breaking up with someone?
Never use a line, just be honest. I don't like lines, don't think they're a good thing.
What is the best line to use when breaking up with someone?
I'm moving abroad.
I've got a disease, sorry.
You're just not good enough.
Have you used it?
Yes. Yeah, you're just not good enough.
Nasty.
Sorry, it didn't work out. Can't wait to get rid of you. Try better next time.
If you were to dump someone, what line would you use?
Dump someone, eh?
Dump someone.
Okay, well, would you like to go into recycling or would you like to go into trash?
When it comes to dumping someone, what is the best line to use?
Here's a bunch of flowers. Goodbye.
Some pretty nasty ones here. What do you make of that, Patrick? Some nasty ones?
My favourite one was I've got a disease, sorry.
My favourite one was I'm moving abroad. Sorry. That one was ridiculous, though.
Here's a bunch of flowers. Goodbye.
Bunch of flowers, goodbye. And this was particularly ridiculous.
Would you like to get into recycling, or would you like to get into trash?
So I think the point goes to producer Becky there, who said, it's not me, it's you. The most common answer was, it's not you, it's me. So well done,
yay,
producer Becky. Commiserations, Patrick, the undefeated champion so far. All right, on to the next question then. We had Jay Sean on the show yesterday. Massive fan of his work and was very excited about him coming in, of course. So much I accidentally called him Sean Paul during the chat. Anyway, after I got his name wrong, I kept saying Jay Sean, Jay Sean, Jay Sean, to make sure he knew that it was a slip-up. So my question to you is, how many times did I say Jay Sean on yesterday's show when I was in for Scott on Radio 1? How many times? What do you reckon, producer Becky?
203.
203
it
times.
Was loads, you.
Okay, let me write that down. And Patrick?
I'd go about 20.
You're saying 20 times. All right, let's find out. In about half an hour's time, we'll be talking to Jay Sean. We've got Jay Sean live on air. Jay Sean is on Radio 1 very soon indeed. When I found out I was in for Scott, I was like, okay. And then they said, Jay Sean's in. I was like, I'm in. And the legend that is Jay Sean is in the building. Also, Jay Sean is in the building, gearing up. Has he been chatting to the Sugar Babes? I can feel a collaboration coming on, I reckon. Sugar Babe / Jay Sean, number one smash single. Without further ado, Jay Sean is in the studio.
Hello, mate.
Jay Sean. 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 Thanks, Jay Sean. I get to go to New York soon. Where's the one place they should go, Jay Sean?
Good tip.
This is ridiculous, isn't it, Jay Sean?
Ridiculous.
Jay Sean. Jay Sean. Jay Sean. Do it, Jay Sean.
Yeah, I'd love to.
And finally,
I like
my last gift for Jay Sean.
Oh, this bread smells so good.
Is a potato. An OMG. Jay Sean has just tweeted me. If Jay Sean didn't want him, I don't want him. Sean Paul. I'll say I got Jay Sean. Jay Sean's coming in this afternoon when I'm in for Scott. Down like the economy. I can't do it.
Oh, amazing.
That's amazing. I didn't know you could beat
Jay
Sean.
I'll do a bit of that, man. I'll do a bit of that.
I want to get as famous as Jay Sean. That's my aim.
Thanks, Jay Sean. Yeah, that's
very
fine,
good.
Man.
Very good.
Thanks.
You'll ram it out, Jay
yeah?
Sean.
Oh, I'm there, mate. I'm there.
I just want to see how Jay Sean reacts, right? A loaf of white bread. How do you react to that, Jay Sean? This is penny for
is
Jay Sean.
Is this brown pasta or white pasta? If it's brown pasta, I'll do.
Jay Sean on radio.
This is
the carb section of yesterday's show. Because Jay Sean doesn't like carbs. Earlier, Jay Sean was on, and he doesn't like carbs, which is probably why he's got amazing abs. Afternoon, and I'm delighted to say that Sean Paul still in the building.
Paul?
What did I say?
Yeah, you meant to say Sean Paul.
Do you know what?
It's all right.
Do you know what people are saying?
It's all right. I'm not going to call you Hugh Grant.
But earlier, we had Jay Sean on. What a lovely man. Oh! Jay Sean is live and direct in the building. Oh, dear.
Oh! What's occurring?
Calling Jay Sean, Sean Paul, a special highlight for me there, Patrick. Are you a Jay Sean fan?
Prefer Sean Paul.
Okay, good to know. So I said it 43 times yesterday, which means that the closest is Patrick. A big congratulations to you, Patrick.
Cheers.
Oh yeah, you said 20, didn't you, Patrick?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And Becky said 203 times. You are still the undefeated Oh What's Occurring champion on Radio 1. So Scott Mills will be talking to you again tomorrow. Massive congratulations.
Yeah, cheers.
And have a good night, Patrick.
Yeah, you too. I'll just say I'll stick the link to my fan group on Scott's Facebook page if anyone wants it, because apparently they've been getting a bit of hassle off people who can't find it.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's no problem, no problem. Just stay away from mine, all right?
All right.
See ya.
Cheers, see you later, bye.
Oh.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.